In Washington today, some 11,000 conservative activists gathered for the annual conference and celebration known as CPAC. This year's event features a long list of potential GOP presidential hopefuls, along with speakers who underscore the growing importance of the Tea Party within the conservative movement. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has our story.
If you want evidence of the prominent role the Tea Party is playing at this year's CPAC, pull out the agenda and look at the opening speaker, Representative Michelle Bachmann. To call her a Tea Party favorite is an understatement.
So it's a conservative Senate, not just a Republican Senate. Can you hear me? A conservative Senate going forward. And the all-important must-have for 2012 is this: making Barack Obama a one-term president.
This CPAC conference is sponsored by the American Conservative Union. Its founder and president is David Keene, who says the Tea Party represents new blood the broader conservative movement needs.
Not only do they have all the impact on the elections, but where else would you find millions of people holding up copies of the Constitution? You know, these are obviously people that we wanted.
But this year's CPAC is celebrating not only a new movement, but a new moment in American politics, one it sees as a great opportunity for conservatives. That theme ran through speech after speech on this first day, including a lunchtime address by one of the possible Republican presidential candidates, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
For those liberals who think 2010 was the peak, oh no, 2010 was the appetizer. 2012 is the entree.
Still, there's also debate here, debate about conservatives' focus and agenda. Social conservatives have complained that there's been too much emphasis on fiscal and spending issues, and that, as one speaker here put it, social conservatives have been thrown under the bus. There's even a boycott of this event by some groups angry that a gay conservative group is one of the co-sponsors. Tom Minery is affiliated with the group Focus on the Family and says protecting the traditional family, opposing same-sex marriage and abortion, form a foundation for everything else conservatives hope to accomplish.
Yes, we want to see families thrive. That produces highly productive citizens. It reduces poverty.
But the fiscal conservatives argue that cutting government spending is the key opportunity that needs to be seized now by the new GOP majority in the U.S. House. They say that's what resonates with independent voters who will be needed in 2012. Both sides will have their say on stage and in the hallways here, and a chance to back their choice for president in a straw poll to be taken Saturday. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.